Okay, so this video, I'm really just ranting because, like, I'm talking to this girl now, and it's the same thing every single time, right? Women are always asking, they're always, you know, flustered and mad and upset because men don't approach them. I'm living in Prague now, and I'm going to go into that. But it's so annoying when women always, they always complain about this, because then they start second guessing if they're pretty enough, or do they look mean, or are they, you know, too fat, or are they too skinny? Do their clothes match? Well, maybe more guys will look at her if she wears this type of skirt. So women, like, they're really stuck in this world. See, women cannot see it. Like I said in a previous video, trying to explain a woman's nature and women's actions is like trying to explain it to a dog. Like, a dog just is. It can't see it outside of its own head. Like, a dog, like, if you try to tell a dog it's a dog, and you do dog stuff, the dog is gonna be like, I don't get it. What's going on? And that's the same thing. Like, as a dog cannot think outside of its head. And it's the same, women cannot think outside of their own head and then assess the situation of the history and what happened properly. The best ones can, like, kind of get there, but they just, like, they can't do it. They just can't do it. Now, this thing of, like, man, I'm talking to this girl now. She's mad because guys never approach her. And she's not a bad looking girl. She's a good looking girl as I approach her. Because, like I said, I'm still that dude. Like, I don't care. Like, I know. Okay, because personally, like, I can approach women because I don't go out of my way to approach a woman. Like, I only deal with them if they bring me food or something like that. Or if I gotta stand next to them in line and we bump into each other or something like that. And then it's like, it's all systems go, and then I always get their contact information, and sometimes I call, sometimes I don't. It's just me. But, like, a lot of guys are just terrified of women, especially in North America. See, a lot of guys, and see, the thing is, and I'm in Prague now, and it's happening here now, because it's the same scenario. See, with Instagram and Facebook and all this, see, women are slowly getting turned on to that feminism BS. The feminism, Me Too, and all that, and they're just slowly kind of pummeling men into the ground. Whereas, like, it was hard enough before Facebook and social media to get a woman to, you know, to talk to a woman. But now it's even worse because, like, no matter where you go, women, they have smartphones now. So they're getting this news, and it's slowly trickling into their heads, you see. And some of them are even starting to, like, fully adopt it. So, like, what ends up happening with feminism and toxic masculinity, and I want to be liberal and free, all this does in reality, it just pummels. It pummels men into the ground until they're just beat down, submissive, scared to death of women, and they just don't know what to do. So most men would rather just keep it strictly in online dating or strictly through social media. That way they don't have to risk, like, that in-person humiliation of dealing with her. Because now it's to the point where men are, like, literally, like, they're, like, shaking in a corner wanting to give Sarah a birthday card and go, well, maybe Sarah would like if I gave her a birthday card. Sarah, would you like this birthday card? Get the fuck out of here, bitch! I don't want no pussy-ass faggot! Okay, sorry! And, like, that's what men have turned into. They're scared to death of women. And women, because, see, in a woman's mind, like I said, see, like, like I said, how you think as a woman, I hope you share this with everybody on the planet. How you, I hope everybody on the planet sees this. How you have, okay, as a man, how you have to think of what a woman sees is, you have to think of the dumbest thing you would think of and then go two steps lower. And then that's how she's going to see it and take it. Okay. Now, with the situation, especially in North America, what we have now is women want guys to instinctively go, to instinctively, you know, flip on and turn into bold, brash men who don't care at the exact time and moment that the woman wants it to happen with the exact type of guy. Or else it's sexual harassment, Me Too, raping, you know, everything. See, like, every time throughout the course of history, whenever you let a woman take control or a man starts to follow a woman, everything is everything gets destroyed. It never fails. They know it. They don't want to admit it. You have to know it. Never think back to every relationship you ever had as a man. Whenever you started to follow a woman, what do you want? What do you want to do? Where should we go? Whenever you started talking to her and it ended in a question mark, that's when it was all over. I guarantee you, look back at any relationships, that was the beginning of the end. All of a sudden, she's not coming around no more, or she's just abusing everything in the room. They are not made to lead anything, man. And see them leading everything. What essentially happened was, and I got this from somebody else. I didn't come up with this. The men ended up turning into the women, and the women ended up turning into the men. Now, men, and I'll be honest, at the core, I think men really wouldn't have a problem with it if women would just step up to the plate and own everything that they was trying to do. But like I said, women, they really don't want that. They kind of ended up in this role of becoming men through what I talked about in the previous video a long time ago of the perfect storm come along, where it's been about, I say over the last 50 years, maybe even more, men have constantly been beaten down and humbled from various scenarios of being raised by single mothers. What have you, but I say primarily being raised by single mothers, and then the single mothers raised them to be submissive and feminine and caring and loving. And we know, all everybody knows, vagina does not get wet for a man who's caring and loving. Vagina will bully him into the ground. All right. Caring and loving is for the feminine one in a relationship. I'll say that. I'm not gonna say it's for gay men or anything. Caring and loving is for the feminine side of that. All right. And when feminine gets met with something that wants to have sex with it, that is also feminine, like its instincts is to beat it down in submission. All right, because this is a side topic. I was talking about how I like to have like rough, crazy sex with girls, and guys like to say, like, I try to tell guys how you do it. See, like, it's all in a woman's nature. Like, when it comes, like, spitting in their face and all types of stuff like that, spitting in their mouth, slapping them, slapping their tits like punching bags. See, this is how you got to do it. You have to do it as if you know this is what you do. And this is just how you are. This is what you do. And it ain't got nothing to do with her. It ain't got nothing to do with feminine rights or equality, none of that. But see, where a lot of guys go wrong, because a lot of guys have been beaten down by feminism and female equality and Me Too and all this bullshit. See, when they try it, see, they have like the kind of like the characteristics and the movement and the look in their eyes that, oh my God, I care about feminine equality. I care about her. And see, when a woman senses that in you, she will force you to immediately dismount her. Immediately. Because, like I said, when women sense that you are soft, that you're feminine, you're loving and caring and all this, when they sense that, their immediate instincts is to either use or abuse you or bully you into the ground. That's it. Though that's just the reality. And I hope you share this with a woman, because she'll say, yep, he's right. Because Tyrone, he can spit in my face and spit in my mouth, and I swallow a spit all the time. But if Derek did it, Derek wouldn't even make it that far. You know what I'm saying? Like, share this with a woman. Share it with your auntie, niece, whoever. And I guarantee you, they will agree with me on that. Because I know, because that's what I do. like you got to do it like this is what you do. And then when you do it like that, see, her female instincts will turn on and say, I need to please. And then she'll learn how to get off to it. You see, that's how girls get turned out. It's like the gateway drug. Like, once they do it, now they know it exists. So now they have to do at least that now, or they're just not going to be aroused. But see, like, the reality is a lot of girls, they were getting that when they was 15. So, like, that's just a whole other topic. But back to the original topic. Yeah, man, see, guys are just afraid to approach women. And I don't blame them. Okay, like I said, I still approach women. But I don't blame a guy I'm not making fun of that guy who's afraid now. I mean, I did the whole like shaking thing to insinuate him, but I'm not, I get it. With feminism beating you down, and now like feminism, and then don't even talk about if it's a girl at work you like nowadays, it's just not worth it to talk to a girl at a job that you have. Because you like, it's pretty much safe to say you're going to lose you at least get in trouble. Over about it, and you probably end up losing your job. It's just not worth it. And women are women are dumbfounded. See, because like I said in the last video, see, women have backed themselves against the wall. You see, they've beaten men down through feminism, Me Too, patriarchy, whatever that bullshit is. Toxic masculinity. They've beaten men down so much that now they're frustrated that they won't be men again. And it's like, and that are just, so see, like, this is what happens when you let women lead. When you let women lead, everything ends up this just catastrophe of a mess. And nobody knows what to do. This is, when women and children take the lead, order goes out the window. There is no more order. There's no more order. And that's what happens. This is why women are so frustrated. They can't find men. This is why. Now, and now it's even bleeding into like the 20-year-old girls. 20-year-old girls, just because now with the induction of social media, guys don't even have to risk walking up and talking to them in public. Now they just get on Facebook, find a profile, and just send them a message on there and hope they get a response back. Because guys don't want to deal with all the backlash that can come off of dealing with a woman in public. You see all that backlash that can happen off of that. Guys just don't want to deal with it. You see what I'm saying? So like, I watched this segment on how women they claim that they didn't want to be sexually harassed, but now men and now they're saying, well, now men are just ignoring us. And it's like, well, okay, that's just part of the game. Like, if you're gonna dress up and look sexy, blah blah blah, you're gonna get hollered at because you look sexy. See, that's a woman's way of saying, we want to be treated exactly how we want to be treated, the exact moment we want to be treated. And if we're not treated that exact way in that exact moment, then you're evil, masculine, misogynist man. You see what I'm saying? Like that. See, but that is just another symptom of what happens when women take the lead. Nothing is going to make sense. All right. There is logic is gone. And they are just lost, distraught, mad, and upset. Because of it, they can't. This is a symptom of what happens in 99% of cases when you let a woman take the lead. It's so bad. Female bosses, I read a story where a female boss doesn't hire females. She will reject the girl, will reject the applicant because it's a female for these same reasons. Whenever you include them in administrative positions, most cases, it's going to turn to shit. That's just the reality of it. Look, they know it. They are, see, like I said, my assumption of the whole thing, my theory, I'd say, not assumption, my pretty safe foundation of theory is, see, women, all the last feminism push was nothing but a shit test that men failed because they were beaten down by feminism. And two, it was nothing more, well, it was a shit test. They wanted to be put in line, to be put in check. Just like, okay, like, see, feminist is the same thing as like if you got a child, small child, right? Say he's like, you know, three or four. Ain't no child. You know when a child will go into these tangents of, I want a race car, and you give him a race car. I want a fire truck, and you give him a fire truck. I want some ice cream, and he's just saying, he just wants things, right? Now, the child, like I said, a woman's brain is like a child's brain. See that, like they think they want it, and that immediate gratification or satiation, whatever you want to call it, is good, but they're still not at rest. You see, and they're not, and a child, aka woman, is not going to be put at rest until you tell her, no, be happy with it. And then they'll go, okay. And then 10 minutes later, they don't care about that fire truck. See, because what they was really after was to be put in line again. And that's the reality of what happened then. That's just it. And like I said, men not approaching women. I don't blame men for not approaching women. I don't blame them at all because this is what women created. If a guy talks to her, then he's sexually harassing her. If she's not attracted to him, at least then it's sexual harassment. If she's attracted to him, then he's 50 Shades of Grey. You know, it's this women created this. So honestly, I'm kind of happy about it. I like to watch them be suffer through it, in my honest opinion, because they created it. So this is my rant about it, man. Because like I said, I always talk, every time I talk to a girl, it's the same thing. Men don't approach me, blah, blah, and they have no ideas to why. And you can't tell them. Because like I said, when you try to tell them, it's like trying to tell a dog that a dog will do things that dogs do. Dogs don't know that a dog and a woman cannot think outside its own brain. So all you can do is just prepare everything around it. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you can train a dog not to jump on a table and take your food. Sometimes you can train a dog to not poop in the house. But for the most part, you still have to plan your house around having a dog a lot of times. Now, every now and then, there's a good dog who can learn and adjust, and you know, you don't got to worry about anything. I had a dog like that. Didn't have to worry about a thing with her. But most dogs, you're going to have to plan at least something out around that dog's existence. And it's the same thing with women. Women cannot think outside of their own brain. So the best you can do is just is the best you can do is just plan everything around its existence and then watch it just go in those circles of being a woman. You see, because trying to inform it of actual logic to grow out of it is almost impossible. It's almost impossible. But yeah, that's my rant, man, because I'm frustrated because I get that all the time. Guys don't approach me, blah, blah, but I'm so lonely. And a guy approached me last week, but I didn't like him, so I didn't give him my number. And blah, yeah, because he was nervous or whatever. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, they built it. Now they got to live with it. So that's just it, man. That's my rant.